Begin by allowing your body to become still. Let the outside world soften. Let the muscles of your face relax. Let your jaw loosen. Let your shoulders drop. And let your breath become deep, quiet, and easy. A breathing in and breathing out. Nothing to force. Nothing to solve. Nothing to become. Only this moment. Only this breath. Only the gentle doorway opening inside your awareness. As you breathe, imagine the sound of a distant rainforest beginning to rise around you. Soft leaves moving in warm night air. Low frogs singing from hidden pools. A slow pulse beneath the earth. A rhythm older than memories. A rhythm beneath thought. A rhythm that does not hurry, because it has always been here. A breathing in. And you receive. A breathing out. And you release. And now, somewhere far away, a conch shell sounds. And deep. Ancient, echoing across the jungle, calling not to your ears alone, but to something deeper, something beneath language. Something that remembers pattern, number, light, and time. With every breath, you drift deeper. With every sound, you become quieter. And with every moment, the ordinary world fades gently behind you. Now imagine yourself standing at the edge of a moonlit jungle. The air is warm. The ground beneath your feet is soft and alive. Tall trees rise around you like pillars of green shadow. Vines hang in graceful arcs. Fireflies glimmer like tiny moving stars. And before you, a narrow path opens. A path of dark earth. A path lined with jade stones. A path that seems to have been waiting for you. You begin to walk. Slowly. Calmly. Each step carrying you deeper into the living night. The rainforest breathes around you. Insects shimmer. Frogs pulse. Leaves whisper. And beneath it all, you hear a subtle tone. A frequency. A mathematical hum. 13. 20. 13. 20. Not as words. Not as numbers. But as a movement. A pulse. A living ratio. A hidden order beneath the visible world. As you walk, the path begins to glow faintly. Jade light rises from beneath the soil. And ahead, through the trees, you see something enormous. Something sacred. Something beautiful. A pyramid. Jade green. Ancient. Radiant. Rising from the jungle floor into the star-filled sky. You come to a clearing. The trees open. The moonlight pours down. And there, before you, stands the jade pyramid of the 13 steps. Its surface is smooth and luminous, as if carved from living stone. Each side reflects the stars. Each edge hums with quiet precision. At the base of the pyramid are 13 wide steps, ascending toward a summit platform where a dark sphere floats in silence. An obsidian sphere. Black as the space between stars. Polished like still water. And around the pyramid, almost unseen at first, are 13 tall presences. The 13 Sky Lords. Harmonic overseers of celestial cycles. They do not speak. They do not command. They simply witness. Each one holding a frequency. Each one holding a measure. Each one holding a gate of time. To your left from the shadow of the jungle, a jade jaguar appears. Its eyes glow gold. Its body is sleek, powerful, and calm. It is not threatening. It is guarding. Guarding the entrance to nonlinear time. Guarding the wisdom that moves in cycles, spirals, returns, and revelations. The jade jaguar looks into your eyes. And somehow, without words, you understand. You may climb. You may remember. You may receive the measure that is already within you. A soft light appears at the base of the pyramid. An elder presence steps forward. Radiant. Calm. Dignified. It is Itzamna, divine mathematician, scribe of cosmic order. In one hand, he holds a luminous codex. In the other, a stylus of light. His eyes contain the memory of stars. He looks at you with kindness and says, "Time is not a prison, time is a pattern. Measure is not a chain, measure is a song. Climb the 13 steps. Let each step reveal one harmony. At the summit, touch the dark mirror. And remember the movement within all things." He raises the stylus of light. The first step glows beneath you. The journey begins. You place your foot upon the first jade step. A glowing Tzalkin glyph unfurls beneath you. It opens like a flower of light. The stone hums. 13:20. A pulse moves through your feet. And you feel the first harmony. Beginning. The sacred permission to begin again. Breathing in, you receive the beginning. Breathing out, you release hesitation. You step upward. The second glyph appears. Lines of light curve and spiral beneath your feet. The air around you becomes clearer. You feel your breath measuring itself. Not rigidly. Not mechanically. But beautifully. Inhale, pause, exhale, pause. Your breath becomes a calendar of the body. A rhythm of inner sky. On the third step, the glyph glows blue-green. You sense patterns moving beneath your life. Choices, cycles, lessons, returnings. Nothing is random here. Even what seemed confusing begins to reveal hidden geometry. You do not need to understand it all. Only feel that order is present. Even in mystery. The fourth step opens beneath you. Four streams of light extend outward, east, south, west, north. You feel centered between them. The east gives vision. The south gives warmth. The west gives release. The north gives wisdom. You stand in the center, balanced, held, measured. On the fifth step, the glyph pulses through your chest. You feel the five points of the human star: head, hands, feet, heart. You are a meeting place between earth and sky. Matter and meaning. Body and awareness. For a moment, your body feels not heavy, but holy. A living instrument of perception. You rise to the sixth step. A spiral glyph turns beneath you. It opens memory. Not personal memory alone, but deep memory, ancestral memory, earth memory, star memory. The kind of knowing that comes before words. The jade jaguar climbs beside you now, silent, graceful, protective. It shows you that time does not only move forward. It circles, it deepens, it returns with gifts. The seventh step glows like dawn through green stone. You feel yourself entering the temple within. Behind your thoughts, there is stillness. Behind your emotions, there is space. Behind your striving, there is being. You do not have to chase the sacred. You become quiet enough to notice it. Already here, already breathing, already awake within you. The eighth step darkens. A glyph appears in black light, obsidian light, reflective, truthful. You look down and see not your face, but your patterns. The ways you hurry, the ways you resist, the ways you forget your own center. And there is no shame, only seeing, only clarity, only the gift of honest reflection. You breathe in truth, you breathe out illusion. On the ninth step, golden lines unfold around your feet. Angles, triangles, circles, grids of light. Equations written not in numbers alone, but in movement. You sense that the universe is not dead machinery. It is music with structure, beauty with proportion, freedom moving through law. You feel yourself becoming more precise, more awake, more aligned. You step onto the 10th level. All the glyphs beneath you begin to glow brighter. A subtle scraping sound rises, like obsidian moving across stone. Each glyph activating, each symbol opening, each mark becoming alive. The sound is not harsh, it is ancient, like a doorway being unlocked. The pyramid is reading you, and you are reading the pyramid. On the 11th step, the 13 Sky Lords raise their hands. A harmonic tone surrounds you. Not loud, not external, but everywhere. Above you, below you, within you. Each Sky Lord holds one part of a celestial chord. Together, they form a living pattern, a ladder of sound, a mathematics of light. You feel the tone enter your spine, aligning, balancing, remembering. The 12th step is guarded by the jade jaguar. It turns and faces you. Its golden eyes shine like twin suns. You pause. The jaguar asks without words, "Are you willing to leave linear fear behind? Are you willing to step into spiral wisdom? Are you willing to let time become teacher, not enemy?" You answer from the heart, "Yes." The jaguar lowers its head, the gate opens. You step onto the 13th step. The final glyph unfolds beneath your feet. It is radiant, jade, gold, black, and white. The entire pyramid hums. 13, 20, 13, 20. Your awareness expands. You feel 13 as completion, ascent, and harmonic order. You feel 20 as wholeness, embodiment, and the full count of human becoming. Together, they pulse as one living ratio, 13-20. Sky and body, number and breath, measure and movement. You arrive at the summit. Before you floats the obsidian sphere, black, silent, perfect. It reflects the stars, the jungle, the pyramid, the sky lords, the jade jaguar, Itzamna, and you. But as you gaze into it, the reflection changes. Inside the sphere, geometric equations made of light begin to appear. They fold and unfold, they breathe. Triangles become spirals, spirals become calendars, calendars become constellations, constellations become waves, waves become breath, breath becomes awareness. Itzamna stands beside you and says, "This is not merely knowledge, this is alignment. Touch the sphere when you are ready." You lift your hand, slowly, reverently. Your fingers meet the cool obsidian surface. The moment you touch it, the sphere pulses, once, twice, 13 times, then 20. And then the rhythm begins to cycle. 13, 20, 13, 20. A wave moves through your body, through your bones, through your breath, through your thoughts. Your heartbeat begins to synchronize. Your mind becomes spacious. Your awareness becomes clear. The sphere opens into a vast field of light. At the center of that field is a great turning presence. Hanabku, the one giver of movement and measure. Not a figure, not a face, not a distant being, but a universal pulse. The movement within all movement, the measure within all measure, the breath behind breath, the turning behind stars. You feel yourself held within that pulse, not separate from it, not swallowed by it, simply synchronized. For a few moments there is only this, movement, measure, breath, light, silence. You allow the pulse to teach you without words. You allow your nervous system to soften into the pattern. You allow your thoughts to become clear like sky after rain. You allow your heart to remember that life moves in cycles. And every cycle can become wisdom. Now the obsidian sphere offers you a gift. A small geometric seed of light appears within it. It floats toward your heart. A jade gold pattern, a living symbol of your own right timing. Your own inner calendar, your own sacred rhythm. As it enters your chest, you feel a quiet knowing. You do not need to force your path, you need to align with it. You do not need to conquer time, you need to listen to its pattern. You do not need to become someone else, you need to move in harmony with what is deepest, truest, and most alive within you. The jade jaguar circles once around you. The 13 sky lords lower their hands in blessing. Itzamna closes the luminous codex. The conch shell sounds again, deep, slow, echoing through the rainforest. The summit begins to glow brighter. A and you understand that the pyramid is now within you. 13 steps of ascent, 20 pulses of embodiment, a living ratio, a sacred measure. A rhythm you can return to whenever you need clarity, timing, and alignment. Now it is time to return. Not leaving the gift behind, bringing it with you. You begin to descend the pyramid gently, step by step. The glyphs remain glowing behind you. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At the base, you turn and look back. The jade pyramid shines beneath the stars. The obsidian sphere floats silently at the summit. The jade jaguar watches from the shadows. Itzemna lifts his hand in farewell. And the 13 sky lords dissolve into columns of soft celestial light. The rainforest path opens before you once more. You walk back slowly. The frogs continue their low chorus, the leaves whisper, the earth supports you. And with every step, you return more fully to your body. Bringing back calm, bringing back rhythm, bringing back inner order. Bringing back the memory of the universal pulse. Now begin to notice your physical body again. The surface beneath you, the air around you, the gentle movement of your breath. Feel your hands, feel your feet, feel your chest and belly. Let the rhythm settle naturally inside you. 13, 20, breath, body, sky, earth. When you are ready, take a deeper breath in and slowly exhale. Bring small movement to your fingers and toes. Let your awareness return clear, calm, and refreshed. And as you return, carry this knowing with you. Time is not your enemy, life is not random. There is a rhythm beneath the surface. There is a measure inside the mystery. And when you become quiet enough to listen, you can feel the movement of the whole universe breathing through you. The dream weaving is complete. I move in harmony with the sacred rhythm of my life. I trust the pattern beneath the mystery. I align my breath, my body, my timing, and my purpose. I walk the 13 steps within. I carry the universal pulse into waking life.